Bonobos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with Bonobos.
Bonobos.
Bonobos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at a pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
Bonobos.
Let's go.
Good morning, team. Welcome to Monday.
Good morning.
How's everyone feeling?
We're good.
Ready to go, Maddie? Mm. Meg?
Yeah, I've got my hot chocolate. I'm good.
Excellent. That's
oh,
nice.
Meg, you're such a liar.
I'm fine. I'm fine. No idea what you're
voices less croaky.
You sounded like Charlene from the trailer park 5 minutes ago.
Because I've had a few weekend. More sips of this, I'm fine.
Yeah, big weekend.
I was indeed. Yeah, not great.
No.
I can't deal with a hangover anymore.
Oh, really?
Nah, just really bad. So I can't talk, so feel free to give it.
Did you have a bit of a hangover as well along the way?
Yeah, well, my best mate was up on Friday.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Not good?
Not great. Great, fun, but wow.
Partied like it was pre-COVID.
I fell over in the toilets at Honey Supper Hotel.
Was it really slippery?
Right on my ass. Hot guys everywhere as well. So embarrassing. There I am, legs in the air. Bruised.
On your back like a turtle that had been flipped over.
Do you reckon you've got any bruises on your back after this?
Probably.
Curious.
Jackson, your birthday on the weekend. How are you? Same vibe.
I just can't deal with hangovers anymore. I used to be able to back it up day after day, like as a spring chicken, but now I'm like, nah, I need my sleep. I even just removed myself from my own party on Saturday night and just went and laid down and went to bed, and my friend had to take my shoes off for me.
You know when you're in bed with your shoes on, it's not a good situation.
No.
It's never good.
No. Always good, though, to know when to, like, remove yourself.
That's true.
I'm glad I've gotten to that point in my life where I'm like, no,
ugh,
not going to continue.
I'm checking out.
Yeah. See, that's my problem. I'm still hanging around like a bad smell when I know I should go to bed. Crevo, how was your weekend? Much more civilized.
Well, it was pretty good. Friday night I had a little dinner party, which was nice. And I was very happy with, made a nice creme brulee for dessert.
Oh, you're fancy.
It was really good. Very delicious and a good roast, like crackling pork. And we did that. It was amazing. Yeah, very happy.
Jess, good morning.
Morning.
You had a wild weekend too.
Oh, it was crazy.
Picnics inside.
Board games. Need I go on?
Nah, I'll be right.
You're all jealous.
What did you play? Know. What game?
Game of Life.
I've never heard of that.
I haven't heard anyone play that in about 50 years.
I know.
Is it like where you have to get a mortgage and stuff?
Yeah, and you have kids and get married and...
It's not even
an option to get divorced. Like, you're just
looks
stuck
very,
with it.
Looks very tragic, looking at it now.
Where's the Twister? Get the Twister Matt out.
See, I said that. I was like, guys, we need to buy a Twister game. And they all laughed at me. I'm like, imagine this drunk.
No, we'll just play the game of life.
God, yeah.
Lame.
Oh, that's all right. Hey.
You do what
you want to
do. At
least I'm not hungover, guys.
That's true. You look very fresh. You look very fresh. Ready to go.
Too, yeah. Hey, guys, we are playing Lads versus Lasses up next, kicking off your Monday. The Lasses still leading 85 points to 77 to the Lads, Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. We need two players, one guy, one girl, 13-10-09. The prize today... Great, you and three friends off to see Resident Evil. Welcome to Raccoon City, in cinemas from December 9. If you want to play 13-10-09, we'll do it after Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten, a new FM. Raining all week, which is nice, I guess. Are we into it?
No, thanks.
No.
I'm over it already. But hey, good for your napping today.
25 the top on the coast today. Good morning.
The Novos.
New FM and the Novos. Lads... versus Lasses.
Yeah, the Lasses still ahead. We are closing the gap, 85 points to 77. Playing today, guys, for not one, not two, not three, but four tickets to Resident Evil Raccoon City.
Oh, how good is that? Come on, guys. We need a guy to take control today and win back a point.
Good excuse to head back to the movies when it's on us.
Oh, take some mates, take your family, whatever you want, really.
Yeah.
Let's meet our lady first of all, though. Her name is Mel. She's from Maitland. Is an aged care nurse on her way to work and had an exciting weekend working. What a thrill. And she says that she's excited to finish her nursing degree and has about a year left. Also says that she also cannot handle a hangover anymore. Good morning, Mel.
Hello, Mel.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, doll. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm riveted going to work Thursday straight.
Oh, yeah, that is a rough run, hey?
Yeah, 12-hour shift.
Oh, my God.
As a nurse, give us your tips for a hangover. If somebody presents with a hangover, what are you doing to help them?
Yeah, just give them water.
Water and go home. Why are you at the hospital? All right, let's get into your questions. First one for you. Which of the following is the professional line of Bosch battery tools? Is it the blue series or the green series?
Blue.
That is correct. Well done. One on the board. All right, number two. What would you use a Rogue four-entry netted round pot for?
I have no idea.
Catching crabs. All right, number three. What is the brand Scania known for making?
I know they're tools. I have no idea.
No, it's trucks.
Yeah, one on the board, not too bad.
You still win with one.
Absolutely, people won with less.
Exactly. Let's go to Chris from Newcastle. Works in the mines, loves his union, plays for the Mongrels in Cessnock. His fave TV show is Wentworth and Devo, It's Over. I caught some of the ending the other day. Like, was that a good ending for you, Chris?
I missed it. I was at work.
Oh, I will not give you any hints then. I'm not going to drop anything more.
Massive fan.
I don't even watch Wentworth and I know what happened. Is that sad? All right. Yeah. Let's get into your questions then. Question one. What should you apply to your hair before straightening or curling?
Oh, God.
Yes.
I don't know.
Heat protector. All right, question two. What does the brand Seafolly make?
Nah,
swimwear. So you need this to stay in the game.
Find your mongrel,
multiple
Chris.
Choice.
Come on.
Multiple choice. This one's easy. Oh, no! Come on, guys. These questions weren't that hard today.
You
surely.
Can't even write it.
That's,
Chris. What are you
by,
doing?
By default, I guess, Mel.
Mel, you win.
Well done, Mel.
Yay!
Hey, Mel's stoked about it. Chris is gutted. Phone cut off.
Bugger.
I don't like scary movies. I just entered this for my hubby.
Oh, aren't you? Oh, beautiful.
So weird.
Love, Brendan,
you know what?
Evelyn, Mila Djokovic, he would, like, I won't say what he'd do
in his
dance, but yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Really? Gets him out of the house. You can have a girl's night. All done.
Yep, that's it.
There Hubby's you go.
Gone. Hubby seems to have gone camping. He's pitched a tent.
Pretty much.
Thanks, Mel.
Fantastic. Wasn't expecting that. Look, obviously last night, block finale, a lot of people going crazy about how much money they all made, and that's all well and good. But the real winner, I find a lot of the time, or I feel, is Scotty Cam. Because year after year, he's basically written his own job, hasn't he?
Mm. He doesn't touch a tool or anything the entire time.
He's lucky to be standing near a tool on some of it.
I actually can't stand the block.
You're off
I can't stand the block.
they make a few dollars out of it.
Hey, they've just re-signed it, I think, for another few years.
Would you ever consider going on there, considering the money you could make?
Meg, do I look like a guy?
Half the people in there don't know how to build.
Who could renovate a thing? Probably.
Probably could. For the money, yeah.
Hey.
I never finish anything, though, so that's my biggest problem.
the whole thing would be half painted. Ready to go, guys.
Like this building that I helped paint.
Yeah, that's right.
Half painted.
Look, the reason I want to talk about it, though, is something that Scotty Cam has signed into the deal for the next season. Seems to get sweeter and sweeter for him. They're going to renovate his house as part of it?
No.
Can you imagine?
That's got to be a joke.
It's legit 100% happening. We're going to talk more about it in just a minute.
The Novos.
Of course, the block wrapped up last night. I haven't really been watching that much of it, but quite. Look, it's interesting because of how much cash they make. It's just astonishing, right? The winners, Mitch and Mark. That one of them's the guy that looks like a florist has vomited on his jacket or whatever. That's the couple. They pocketed $750,000 roughly, which is just amazing from a TV show.
We want to go at $644,444.
Just amazing.
Plus 100 grand for what they won.
Yeah, that's right. So plus 100 grand, tank plus a tank of fuel. look, that's all well and interesting. But of course, at the end, because they've got all these block viewers there on the edge of their seats, they put out the ad for the next year. And this is where things get interesting. Because the first element is they're taking it out to the countryside. So,
finally.
Yeah, so obviously it's been in cities because that's where the big money is. But I'm thinking maybe that it's just gotten a little bit pricey for even the block to be involved in.
I think just because everywhere regional has shot up so much over the last 12 months due to COVID, like Newcastle in particular.
Yeah, that's right. So they're moving it out to this country area. But one element of this is that they're, as part of this whole thing, they're saying they're going to renovate Scotty Cam's house.
Now, you say this, I don't believe it. Are you sure you're not misreading it? Because that seems pretty weird. Well, no. How has he managed for them to renovate his own personal home?
This is what I imagine has happened.
Contract negotiation.
Some they've said, look, Scotty, I know that you're 87 or whatever his age is and ready for retirement, but what if we do just one more series and as part of it, as a deal suite, no, we're going to renovate your house.
He'd be on serious money. His house should already be bloody renovated.
Plus, he used to be a tradie, so he should know what he's doing, right? And he must have a store discount like card for Mitre 10. Surely he gets 5% off at the door or whatever.
It's interesting the person that bought all of these houses, right?
Yeah.
So this guy, he's spent close to $10 million over the years. He's obviously obsessed with the show, big fan.
Yeah.
He's like this serial pest with money that comes every year and just buys all the houses. There were a couple of years with the block there where they couldn't sell the house.
That's right. I remember that.
So this guy, pain in the ass, but they obviously invite him because he's got the checkbook ready to pay. Mm.
And they know he's a serious
and
buyer.
And he offers really strange bids.
That's right.
Like we were just saying before, I think one of them was like $3,884,001. Like what the hell?
That 1 cent is clearly going to outbid someone else.
Maybe it's he believes it's a psychology trick.
Maybe.
Beats off the other competitors.
It might be like when you put 99 at the end of the $499.99. Maybe his thinking is that. He's just going to trick people.
Hey, it works, I guess.
Do you know what's killing me with reality TV at the moment? The recycling of all the old characters.
Yeah.
It's like there's no one left in the country, it seems, to go on a reality show, which puzzles me. Like, on the block, all these fans versus faves, Mitch and Mark, whoever they are, they apparently were on the block a few years ago.
Yeah.
From fifth.
Yeah.
And then you've got, like, Denny on Big Brother VIP at the moment.
That's right.
Luke Tokey from Survivor. Like, they're just constantly recycling.
Well, Josh and Luke, who were on the block this year, they were on Love Island.
Yeah.
God, they have
better the devil you know, right?
I guess they've already got the Instagram followers.
Yeah.
Scotty Cam, though, always coming out ahead. I can't believe how much money he would be making. And you can be sure that on every single shot when they're doing his house, they'll have the signage. Oh, look, we're putting in a Caesar Stone benchtop. All thanks to Caesar Stone. Of course you are.
Hey, good for him. If he's made that work for himself, happy days.
The ultimate deal.
Yeah.
The
Novos. And I can get you out.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
So I was chatting with some friends over the weekend and the conversation came up, what's the craziest thing you've ever done for your job, Meg? Because we have to do crazy things when you work in radio. And it came up, I did something.
Creeper at a bull's penis.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Example.
Probably the craziest thing that I've done involved me not actually working at a radio station. The stunt that I did for a radio station to actually try and win some concert tickets, believe it or not.
Oh, what was it?
So I had to go into a fully packed cinema.
Yeah.
I had to buy my ticket to go into the cinema, and it was like an Australia Day type thing. So I had to go in and start screaming the national anthem in the middle of the cinema, in the middle of a session, try and get people to join in over the phone. Anyway, I got chased out of the cinema by a very angry Karen. She was very annoyed that I'd apparently pinnacle part of this movie. I don't even know what the movie is. Got escorted out by someone who worked at the cinema and got banned for life.
Excuse me,
from
man,
the
can
cinema.
You please leave?
Oh, she was like 16, the poor girl.
Oh, with the like pimply face.
Yeah, and like granted, I was only 17, so I was but I want to know, 13, 7, 9, where'd you get banned from? Because so, I'm not game enough to go back to this cinema.
How long were you banned for, Meg?
Well, apparently they just said it was like indefinite. Like I was
lifetime
banned for life. I have been back.
So wait, what cinema?
I'm not saying the
no,
cinema.
No, can you say it?
Why?
Just say it.
I don't want to get banned again.
As if you're going to get banned well, again. It was, what, how many
okay,
years ago?
This was 2006.
Oh, they don't count.
15 years ago.
You'd be right.
It was Greater Union at Glendale.
Okay, so what we're going to do is go to Greater Union at Glendale at a later date. Anyway,
yeah,
continue.
Okay. Without me, clearly. But yeah, 13, 10, 9, when have you been banned or what have you been banned from?
Oh, this is good. So pubs often
pubs.
Will do a cheeky ban here or there.
Sometimes the secchi just doesn't like you or
yeah.
like the look
yeah.
of you. Gone.
Gone. Mm. Kicked out.
Yeah,
maybe right. a shopping centre even.
I've
maybe
got plenty of stories.
Everyone that gets on the air this week in the draw for Coral Prize of the Week, as usual, which is fantastic. So 13, 10, 9, let us know what you've been banned from.
Yeah,
so it's a progressive dinner.
I'm going to be hosting this, which is good.
Are you going along too, Meg?
I probably won't be going.
Okay. This is so good. So hopefully you're not banned from any of
no.
these venues.
I don't want to get banned,
good.
So...
All right. The Novos.
Yeah, just talking about the time when I was 16, 17, got banned from Greater Union at Glendale for a radio stunt before I even worked in the radio industry.
Lifetime ban as well.
Lifetime ban. I'm not going to lie. I've been a bit naughty. I've been back since.
We're going to be testing that out
yeah.
at some
oh, you
point.
Have been back.
I have been back since. Yeah, I will admit.
Did you wear
it was
like
my
a,
local cinema, so...
Do you wear like a beard, a fake beard or something, or a wig?
To be fair, I used to change my hair like every couple of months. I don't think they really noticed. It might not have been a serious ban, but they were very adamant as they were walking me out the door that I was never welcome
lifetime
back.
Lifetime ban!
I can't even remember what the movie was. Is that
it must
sad?
Have been good. No, it doesn't matter.
You were focused on the job at hand, which was
disrupting
whole crowd and winning prizes.
Yes, 4 tickets to the Big Day Out. Like, that was pretty big.
Yeah, well, they're worth about $150 each.
$600 worth of prizes,
you know,
when you're 16, 17 years old.
That is my kind of stunt, just quietly.
On the radio stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
I love that.
I got banned from this bar in Sydney called Stonewall.
Oh, yes.
So that is on Oxford Street, which is pretty much like your standard gay bar. Like, you go there every weekend when you're with your friends
yeah.
when you're in your early 20s. My ex... in there with another man at the time, which I was suspicious of.
So
I
you thought, were together at that point?
Yeah, yeah. But they had introduced the lockouts at this point, right when they first started in Sydney.
Yeah.
So I think it got to like 1:30, and if you went in the club, like they could lose their license.
Of course.
I could see my ex through the big, long glass windows at the front and like a man looking for a pet outside the like pet shop. I'm like pressed up against the
their
window.
Nose squished on the glass.
Watching them get a little bit closer and I like noticed an opening at the side door. I bolt in and I'm like, what are you doing? Did the old bust him on the spot. This bouncer comes out. Her name is Linda. Love her now, but she's about 4'7". But, man, she packs a punch. She grabbed me by the throat, literally.
Oh, my God.
Dragged me out, said, you're banned for a year.
Wow, geez.
Now,
for your favourite pub, that
yeah,
sucks, right?
Did
yeah,
that
awful.
Ban stay?
Yeah, for a whole year.
For a whole year.
Yeah.
Were
yep,
you,
yep.
Like, you're, like, on the door and everything with a little picture of you
no,
and
but
stuff
I tried
like
to,
on The Simpsons?
But they know who you are there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, they
right.
know, everyone knows each other. So, I did try and get back in, but no, they didn't.
Similar thing, actually, with one of my friends. At a place on the Central Coast, the Crown Plaza, they have this beer garden out the front.
Yeah.
Right? A beautiful spot. It's right, looks over the water. But Friday, Saturday nights, they have, like, a music thing. There's a nightclub under underneath, and they take the whole band situation very seriously. So my friend found out, he first got asked to leave one night after having a few too many jugs in the beer garden, and he didn't want to accept it because I was still in there with our mates, and he knew that there was this bit around the side where there was like a ventilation sort of stack thing, and he goes, he figured out that you could climb in, and he did this, and because he was banned, he kept week after week, he would climb back in. Eventually, they spotted him doing it, and they built a special fence around that bit, and banned for life. He's never been able to go back.
He could go back now.
I think, how long ago was this?
It would have been 10 years ago.
Yeah, he can get back in.
He's
there
grown
now.
A big moustache.
Security's
so
changed.
Yeah, fine. Probably by now.
Oh, this is so good. Do you know what, Meg? What I want to do on the show is I want to contact Greater Union Glendale.
Yeah.
It might happen this week sometime, we need to have a mediation session with the cinema. Yeah,
and get your name struck off the banned list.
I don't even think I gave them my name to be completely
honest. They knew. They knew.
Yeah, they know. Yeah,
they definitely know.
Coming up next, guys, I think I've got a neighbour war on my hands with an old couple in my building.
This is not good.
I'm going to call them Karen and Ken because they just look like a Karen and Ken. My friend arrived on Friday from Sydney and he used the visitor park, which isn't that what visitor parks are for?
Yeah.
You have a visitor and a visitor parks there. Anyway, literally 40 seconds into him parking, this old Ken and Karen, obviously the head of the strata committee, had a go at me.
Oh, this
I've got
is
to
good.
Tell you what they said next in UFM.
The Novos.
Now, guys, and we're talking my terrible neighbours. Now, what's the old commandment? Is it in the Ten Commandments? Love thy neighbour.
I think it is.
You are not loving your neighbour?
Well, do you know what? I haven't had much to do with my neighbours. Like,
at all.
In an apartment building, you don't really see them. You might say hello as you're passing in the bin room or maybe like in the lift together, right? But my best friend rocked up. It was about 12 o'clock on Friday afternoon. And we have a downstairs parking bay at home. And there's like four visitor spots. So
that's
plenty.
Right. Yeah.
Now, during COVID, they haven't been used at all. Nobody goes in there.
Yeah.
So they're just free spots. Now, he has a brand new $80,000 Tesla and he just didn't want to leave it on the street,
of
which is fair enough.
Yeah.
The spot's there. Anyway, here I go. I let him in downstairs. He was there for no longer than 40 seconds when my old head of the body corporate neighbors, Ken and Karen, come down, about to leave in their car. Very old person car as well. And Ken, I'll tell you what, he's put me off completely. So he pulls me aside and he goes,
listen here, young boy.
He goes, he's not planning to stay here overnight, is he? And I was like, yes, he is. He goes, he can't park there. It's only 4 hours parking there. It's a 4 hour parking spot. He will not be parking there overnight. And I said, well, you know what? I was like, first of all, you are so rude. And I was like, and secondly, he will be parking there all night.
And how was his reaction?
Well, I'm going to report you to the real estate. I was like, mate, go ahead. Well, I'm an owner here in this building.
Just because you're an owner, mate, it doesn't give you the license to be rude to people.
Random question. Were the other spots full, filled?
No, all empty.
Obviously, it doesn't matter if he parks there overnight.
What a ridiculous person. How ridiculous.
That's the first bout. I've lived in that building for over 3.5 years now.
Yeah.
I've never had a bad experience.
Until this guy.
Until
Ken.
This guy.
Remember complaining
last,
Ken.
Remember last week on the show we were talking about how you can send a box of poo to people you
that's
don't
right.
like? The great thing is I know his apartment now because it says it underneath the car.
True.
I'm considering it. It's just so rude.
Yeah.
There's no need for that. You have a guest over
and
you're trying to welcome them into your home and you've got a piece of crap like old Ken that's just making it very awkward.
Especially when you live in the city, parking is at a premium anyway. It's very all the parks I notice around your place are like half an hour, 2 hours at max.
If it was always full, those visitor spots, I could see his point. But they're always empty. He can get stuffed.
Just park there.
Like, I'm sorry, but just because you want to just because you're living, mate, do you know what? I've got a theory. ex-parking police. I can see him now with the bum bag and the water bottle in the gun holster just walking around giving people tickets.
Most despised profession.
He's retired from the council with a nice, tidy, super payout, all that gear, and now he's just trying to live vicariously through others.
He probably hasn't had a chance to whinge about something in a while, and this was his moment. This was his time to shine.
He's been waiting.
He's been waiting.
Do you know what makes me even angrier? I helped his old, decrepit wife up the lift with their groceries a few weeks ago.
Even worse.
Well, take him up yourself next time, Doug.
Are we knocking him out of her hand next time you see her? What do you got there?
I'll be shutting the lift doors when she's about to get in.
You carrying like scissors and snipping the bags off?
I'm sorry. Do you know, I'm usually very respectful to old people, but old people can be some of the rudest people out.
There's no need to be rude.
At all.
No. Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos.
Maddie.
And I'll pull your head back and I'll force feed you Devon.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Creebo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Meg and Creebo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Some people just have a bad trot in life. This guy is one of them because he's considered as Boris Johnson's doppelganger.
Now, normally
you fail to begin with.
Yeah, normally you just think that's as bad as it can get, right? Unfortunately, he's been arrested for theft and he's stolen bank cards, Vivienne Westwood earrings to the value of $2,280. Normally, okay, he stole them, you know, interesting enough. It's where he stashed them that had me questioning things because I wouldn't want to wear a pair of Vivienne Westwood earrings.
In his prison wallet.
No matter how glamorous these earrings are, after they've been stashed in Boris Johnson's doppelganger's underwear. Nah.
Floating around in the swamp area, if you will.
Look, I know
getting
people,
all swampy. Pop them in your ear. I'll be right, thanks.
No! You've made them
I'm picturing the poor girl or guy at the pawn shop when he takes them into cash.
Just says that these have a funny smell to them. I see, swear they're brand new.
Yeah.
It tends to be a thing, those like stashing things. Like
chicks do it all the time.
I used to stash things in my bra a fair bit, I'm not going to lie. But we want to know on 13109, what have you stashed in your bra? What have you stashed possibly in your undies? Maybe they weren't Vivienne Westwood earrings worth £1,200.
Maybe you just love to keep your cash there.
What did you
some
keep
people do
in your bra, Meg?
So I used to like to take a very small handbag out with me. So I used to stash my bank card, sometimes my phone, sometimes a bit of cash. Until I started working at Coles and people used to get money out of their bra and give it to me. I stopped doing it after that because I realised how absolutely disgusting it was.
Oh, big, like, summer day, very hot.
Yep. And
it's $50.
And it was sweaty.
It's wet. Like, why is the money wet?
I have so many friends that love to wear Speedos that put their phone and keys in their undies. In the Speedo.
In the Speedo.
If you're at a party and you're walking around in a Speedo, I just put their phone, keys, whatever, into the Speedo.
That's crazy.
I guess that makes it look at front area bigger. Is that your phone? No, mate.
It's an odd shape. What's going on there?
It's vibrating.
What do you store in your bra? What do you store in your undies? 13709. Prize of the week. Everyone who gets to air goes in the draw to win tickets for them and three friends to a progressive dinner at Wall's End, taking in pubs, drinks. It's great.
Well, pub to pub.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. Wall's End, hosted by you, Creebo.
Yes, it is.
What kind of fun games?
Oh, it's going to be so good. Everyone there enjoying the food, walking down the hill. What more do you want in life?
The Novos.
Yeah, in the UK where this lovely Boris Johnson lookalike has been caught with a bunch of stuff, bank cards, keys, cash, Vivienne Westwood earrings, all stuffed in his underwear.
You know what? People bag out Boris Johnson for his looks. But let me tell you, he's pulling hot women.
Mm.
Well, that's absolutely true. Perhaps it's the power, though, rather than the floppy hair.
Do you think the lookalike is getting the same caliber of women as Boris Johnson himself.
Absolutely not.
Probably not after stealing Vivienne Westwood. Maybe that's what he was trying to do with
impress
the earring.
Impress a lady.
Impress a lady.
I am a bojo.
We are asking on 13109. What have you stashed in your bra, in your undies? I just remembered I went out to a pub one night, and this is back in the day when if you won money on the pokies, for example, it came out in coins. I got home to change into my pajamas, and I've just stashed my winnings in the bra. I've taken the bra and my just shroom with all of these $1 coins out of my bra.
How much winnings was there?
Probably about $25 worth.
Oh, in your bra.
In my bra. Points. I didn't even realize. I was. Yeah, had a couple of cordials. So.
Did you buy a larger sized bra?
No, all the money.
I probably needed to at that point. Oh my God.
It's a thing. But some people absolutely love it.
I used to, back in the day, this is how trashy it was though. I'm just putting Supre out there. They had bras at one point that actually had little pockets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're very small pockets. You couldn't fit much in them, but.
Hey, just
got
enough.
A Supre plug. Beautiful. No. Yeah. Thank you.
Vouchers
Menzies sparkles coming at you.
Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Yeah, Heather's first up. Hey, Heather, what do you keep in your bra and undies?
Lego. It was Lego.
Lego?
In the underwear. Yep.
Okay, tell us the story. I feel like there's more to this.
Well, it was back in the day. I don't know if you remember Grace Brothers. They used to be the predecessor to Maya. But they used to have these Lego shows. And my brother, he was a big Lego builder. I wasn't. But I was doing the good sister thing. And we went along to the show. And he was after a particular piece of Lego. And I got the Lego. But we got busted. And it was very embarrassing. And
what do you mean you got busted?
For stealing it?
We got busted for taking it from this Lego show. They used to do big, almost like Lego Masters, but at Grace Brothers.
Heather, did they ask you for the Lego back after it had been in your undies?
That's why this is hilarious. Yes. It's just...
I'm just a bit speechless.
I know, but it was so embarrassing. And I was young, and I was bawling my eyes out, and a lady police officer took me to the bathroom.
Emma!
What the hell?
I never stole again after that. I tell you what, it was like heart-wrenching. My dad was mortified.
My God, Heather.
What the hell?
Story.
I know.
That's let me tell you.
You've never looked at Lego the same way, have you?
No. No.
Oh, Lego's a pain at the best of times around the house. You step on it.
Uncomfortable. I remember it still being uncomfortable.
I'm putting it out there, Heather. I think you're a contender for Caller of the Week. Great story.
Oh, my God.
Jenny, hey.
Good morning, Groovy.
Hello.
Monday.
Happy Monday, Jenny. What are you keeping down your bra?
Everything that my handbag could possibly hold.
Okay, so what's typically on a Wednesday, what's in there?
All right, so if I'm going out and I don't want to carry a handbag, because it's just I leave everything behind, I've got my mobile in there. I've got car keys. I also have a key card and my driver's license and sometimes a lippy.
So I have to admit, phones have made that a lot easier because we would have cash, ID. I would take my Medicare card because I don't know why, which is a safety
just
thing.
Just a weird thing.
License, all of that's on your phone now.
It is all on your phone. So basically, your mobile is your handbag.
Yeah.
It's the lipstick and the keys. And I mean, you know what? It's a lot easier because when you just come home, you just take the bra off, shake your boobs, and you're in bed.
Yep. Thank you. That's exactly what I do.
Do you have a big bunch of keys, though? Because, like, my bunch of keys.
I don't have a big bunch of keys, but I've got a big set of boobs, if that helps.
So, Jenny, do they go in between the girlfriends or
in the gap?
On the outside?
Everything goes on the sides, actually, because it's not noticeable. Because I like my cleavage. You see, oh, yes, and I've got your seat being a big girl. So everything goes along the sides.
Well, to be fair, my keys aren't that big, so I can... They just go...
You can just slip it down the side and away you go. It's not, like, cold or something?
Not at all, baby. I'm hot stuff. You know that.
I can just imagine dancing next to Jenny Craig in a club.
Are they earrings? No, they're my keys.
Oh, I love it. Thanks, Jenny. Awesome stuff. Well, there you go. See, it does happen. Hold me like back.
Lego. I can't get over it. Lego.
Oh. Something else. See what else was something else. My visit to Kingers.
Oh, you made it.
Friday night, I made it. Never again. I think
you say that every like Sunday.
No, I don't. No. I mean, look, of course I'm going to, you know, go to the pub again. I'll never ever go to the King Street Hotel as long as I live. And if you see me there, throw a drink over me.
I give you say get out.
Oh, what an interesting experience that was. I'll tell you why I'm never going back next. A few things happened. The Novos. Everybody! On Friday's show, I was telling you guys how I was thinking that I might end up at the King Street Hotel, a.k.a. Kingers, on Friday night.
Because you've never been there before.
No, I've been there once.
Okay.
Let me just say, look, I don't think I can ever step foot in there again. What an experience.
Now, I sent you a message on Saturday and I said, how was Kingers? And all you said was, never again. End of story. That's all I got.
Two words.
So, look, I just haven't been in a nightclub of that style in maybe 10 years. And it just all come flooding back to me. The smell of the carpet, the stale Red Bull in the air.
The BO.
The BO as dancing. Well, absolutely. A few things happened, though, which I thought they would. Our goal was to be dancing on tables by the end of the night. Mm-hmm. We didn't quite make the table, but look, it was close.
Yeah.
Just a really, really weird place to be for a 31-year-old and a 34-year-old. it happened, guys. Some guy and girl called me old.
That's
my biggest fear. It came true.
Almost a certainty.
I was even freshly shaven to try and avoid this whole thing. And it only happened like 10 minutes into me being there as well. To be fair, I think my friend looks older than I do.
Okay.
You guys met him on Friday. Yeah. But
like, it does a little bit.
He looks older. Has a
more mature look.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Not much.
Look, he definitely does. But did he get called old?
Yes. The pair of us said, what are you guys doing here? Look at these old guys hanging out. And just that was enough to end it.
So how long were you there for, ballpark?
Oh, 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
I would have left after. If someone called me old, I would have left.
He'd be gone out the door.
In 10 minutes, I will go to the RSL. Thank you very much.
We just spent $10 on an Uber. So we got in there, and then a few other things that happened. We got chatting to this guy, right? And whenever you speak to somebody, all I could think about was, this guy's 18. Like, I've got nothing in common. There was this one guy.
How was your HSC?
Comes over to us. He's like, oh, hey, guys, how are ya? I'm like, yeah, good, as he's sipping on his Smirnoff Double Black. I'm like, yeah, good, good. He's like, bruh, I need you to help me with something. And I'm like, okay, what would you like me to help you with?
It's a really hard school math problem.
Long division. He goes, oh, see that really hot chick over there? And he's pointing to some girl, with a bunch of other chicks there.
Right.
He goes, oh, I really want to go out with her. Can you, like, go over to her and try and get her to hook up with me?
What?
Oh,
and I within an hour, I'd been called old and then enlisted to be somebody's wingman, an 18-year-old's wingman.
There with his pimpled face.
I obliged. I went over.
His globe sneakers.
I was like, hey, how you doing? She's like, hey, how are you? Sipping a cruiser. I was like, yeah, see that guy over there? Don't know his name, but he thinks you're hot. And she goes, oh, my God, no. Can you tell him that I've got two guys on at the moment? So, like, I can't really take on a third. So, like, two's are hard enough. I was like, yeah, time to go. Not before I had a wet pussy shot, though.
Oh, good. Just for old time's sake. So you didn't end up on the table, but you did have, you came out with stories. That's what that place always gives you, is stories.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
King Street Hotel.
Fancy dinners in the future. The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie. Me. And Crevo.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
Novos.
Let's go.
All right, Love It or Loathe It is up next, getting Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topics. Something I've noticed out and about shopping, Christmas is coming, clearly, because Big W, bloody Kmart, everything, Christmas has taken over.
What happened to 12 days of Christmas? It's the 8th of November.
Yeah, but there is one particular thing that is Christmas related. I'm not too sure how I feel about it, so I'm going to get your thoughts on it next.
The Novos.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, today getting Maddie and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topics. One rule, no fence sitting. We know Christmas is on its way. Christmas is
it's dominating
the shops at the
already,
moment.
Already, yeah.
So one thing I want to get your opinion on is advent calendars.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say loathe it now. Loathe it.
I love the beer and wine advent calendars. I'm not into the old Cadbury Dairy Milk ones anymore, but hey, Aldi do really good beer and wine advent calendars.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. So I've seen a few. So I've seen the booze ones. I've seen coffee pods ones. One just came up on my newsfeed, then a nail polish advent calendar, so you can do your nails a different colour every single day.
Wouldn't that get very annoying?
I would. Why
painting them every day?
I never
day?
Paint my nails, so...
Don't you paint them like once and then it stays on for weeks? Isn't that how nail polish works?
I wouldn't know because I don't paint my nails. I
suppose it comes with a discount for nail polish remover.
Maybe. But
10% off with the advent calendar.
So you don't like a chocolate advent calendar, mate?
No, I mean, look, it's very, very juvenile, isn't it?
Yeah. What an annoying way to get chocolate. Just buy a block of chocolate.
When I used to get the chocolate ones, my mum would always buy us like chocolate advent calendars, and you'd eat them in one session.
You would.
It's such a tiny, tiny little bit of thin milk chocolate. It's like you can't be satisfied with one per day.
Last year, there was actually a shortage of advent calendars. You couldn't get them in Newcastle past probably like the 1st of December. Could not get them.
Here's an insight into my parents. They didn't want me having all that chocolate. So my mum would search high and low to find one with no chocolate in it.
Well, you can buy...
door with a number behind
it. That's the thing. What? You can actually buy these fabric ones, so you can put whatever you like in there.
No, so it had nothing.
But you can put like a toy or something in there.
Kruger, did you have any pleasures growing up as a child? You weren't allowed to have a television. You weren't allowed to... You got given empty advent calendars. I'm sure mum and dad ate them all prior to giving
no,
them
it
to
just, you. No, it just... that my mum would search high and low for one that just had a picture with no chocolate in it. It wasn't even a chocolate originally.
Wow, there's no point.
Well, that's a great thing to say. I agree. Where's the chocolate ones? But I didn't know. I just thought they all had nothing in them.
All right, moving on to your next one. Movie musical adaptions, like live stage.
3, 2, 1, go!
None of that. Actually, I did like... I'm going to stick with Loathe It.
No fence sitting.
Loathe It.
Loathe It.
Loathe It.
Loathe It.
Musicals, no good. This is a very negative show this morning. I hate musicals.
Yeah.
I hate sitting through them. I hate watching them. I hate the music.
None of it for you.
I hate
you.
The drama.
There is a musical adaptation coming to Sydney next year, Cruel Intentions. They're creating a musical.
Oh, well, I'm not going. No. You know, I say all of this,
yeah,
right?
And then you'll go.
Free tickets come along and you'll be off.
The closest thing I've been to... to a musical was Starstruck.
I think it's quite different, to be honest.
It's different. I hate musicals like the music, though. So I assume that I would hate the... Like, I'm not off to Kinky Boots or...
No. Well, the Cruel Intentions... the Cruel Intentions musical is the movie you know, laced with iconic 90s hits from The Verve, NSYNC, Christina and Britney. I don't know how Christina Aguilera and Britney fit in with the Cruel Intentions vibe.
So... Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
That's the movie that stars Sharon Stone and she does that famous thing with her legs, right?
No.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, Ryan Phillippe,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, that was Basic Instinct, I'm thinking.
I think so, yeah.
Totally different.
Oh, you know what? I'd go to that.
Would you?
I would go to that. No, I have flipped. I'm going to flip on this one.
Yeah, okay.
That sounds pretty cool.
Mm. Be interesting to go see.
I'm sure you can hook up some free tickets to do an interview with
them. As long as it's not cheesy, like, over theatrical.
Mm.
Well, it's at a theatre and it's a musical. I think it will be.
Mm.
Why not? Yeah, anyway.
Possibly. We'll find out next year when it comes to Australia.
Yeah, I won't be watching that. You will, though, which is cool. You can tell us all about it. Guys, up next, I was talking to my mum over the weekend, and she was talking to me about these old, like, journals and stuff that she'd found from when I was a kid. So there, she found this journal from when I was 8 years of age, and I had some cousins visit from America. And my dad rented this, like, little old cheap Toyota Coaster bus, and we drove up to Queensland, and I wrote about my journey in this journal, and I've got some pages of it. So I'm going to read out to you.
That's a bit curious.
That's you. So that's what you were made to do as a kid, right?
Well,
nothing else.
Look, no fun for you. I was 8 years of age, and some of this is quite funny.
Did you have neat handwriting?
No, terrible. I'm going to struggle to read it, but I've read ahead, so I'll be right.
All right, details in minutes.
The Novos.
We're taking a trip back in time now to your 8-year-old self.
Yeah, so just my mum found this old journal that I wrote as a kid. It was probably something that my mum did a deal with the teachers, because my parents, being sort of hippies, they used to just, like, rip me out of school and we'd go places and they'd do a deal, like, he'll do his schoolwork.
Yeah, we went on a trip once, I think, to Dubbo, and we had to do the whole write a journal because you're taking a week off school, you got to do something.
That was exactly what would have happened. So my dad would have found this, like, old Toyota Coaster bus for rent at Wyong Car Rentals, which was this like very funny little like a backyard of someone's house, basically behind the hospital. And he got this bus, and my cousins were over from America, and they were a sort of similar age to me, and we just drove to Queensland. Like,
of course you did.
These days, you would never even think of something like that. But yeah, my hippie parents, they thought it was a great idea, and off we went. So I had to write this journal, and some of the stuff in here, quite funny of an 8-year-old's perspective on the world.
Oh, let's hear it. I'm excited.
Okay, so the cover title of the journal was Life in a Bus to Queensland and Back, 14th of the 6th, 1995, through to the 29th of the 6th, 1995. Big on details I was back then, by Mark Crevo. All right. This is, there's the bus for a bit of atmosphere. Day one. We left home a bit late, typical Crevo, always late to stuff. My dad rented a minibus that seats my Uncle Bob, my Aunt Laurie, and my cousins, Alana and Leslie and me. Now, I do have a suspicion that I had to write like one page a day, because there was a bit of like fattening out that would go on with this
stuff.
There
was a word count you had to adhere to.
100%. We drove into the night, even over a very bumpy road. In the town of Cooler, we ran over, but didn't kill, a big echidna. Very important detail. Didn't want to be seen as somebody killing native Australian animals. We all got out of the bus to look at it. He rolled himself into a ball to try and protect himself. And that was the end of the day. That's all I wrote.
I need closure, Creeper.
There was no closure. We'll skip ahead here to day nine. There was more days in between, but they're a bit boring.
The echidna wasn't referenced in day two.
No, nothing. Absolutely zero.
Never speak of that again. Didn't happen.
No, but I did draw a picture of it, which was quite hideous. Would you like to see a picture?
I need to see the picture.
Okay, this is 8-year-old me trying to draw an echidna.
Artwork.
Here we go. It's just sort of all pencil, lead pencil. Can you see it there?
Yeah. I'm just having a look at the writing. Can I just say?
Yes, it hasn't changed.
8 years old now, 34 now?
Yes.
Your writing hasn't changed at all.
No.
You still write like that.
Exactly the same. Here, do you want to see
terrible handwriting.
Do you want to see the echidna? How would you describe
it? Oh, that's a cute echidna.
Better at drawing than writing. Let's just say that. Let's move on to day nine. So, bit of context here. I had this godfather, very eccentric guy, who used his entire inheritance to buy a fishing boat and then went bankrupt and lost it all. But we got to visit while he still had the fishing boat. So, it was big enough for us to all like cramp and camp and sleep on the floor in the middle and stuff. And this is what happened. Last night it rained and blew a gale force wind at 35 knots. Already loving science at this point.
How does 8-year-old you know this?
Probably asked him.
Yeah,
okay. True. Sleeping on board was very bumpy. Godfather John got up early, lifted anchor, and we moved to the best fishing spot called Big Mick. How I knew that? I don't know. I probably asked him.
Once again. Was like, after a couple of minutes, write that down.
Yeah, wait, write this down. Very important detail. And then the next morning, we got up to fish. I caught 4 mackerel and was the biggest fish of the day. Boasting as well.
Oh,
a bit boastful at that age.
Not surprised.
Altogether at Big Mick, we caught 26 fish.
Jesus.
No more information.
You were a smart kid.
Also, bag limits, not a thing back then, I think. If you caught a fish, you just kept them.
How good.
So, yeah, look, I can read some more, but another time.
I don't think... You haven't changed all that much.
Still a storyteller, even back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Loved there it the whole go. Time.
Were you a cheeky insight. Child? Crevo?
Not that cheeky, but I was on these adventures. It probably took some of the cheek out of me, you know, because you're doing this wild stuff as a kid.
Meg was off to Dubbo.
Dubbo? Going to the zoo?
What did I do? On the XPT with my backpack, moving from town to town.
Where are we off to this time? The Novos. And I can get you
out. All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you up drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you
when.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
I was telling you guys last week how I went out to Costco at Bullaroo for the first time.
Mm.
It's one of those things, you know, it's been open, what, 3-4 months now?
Oh, no, only a couple of weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Just before COVID. It's the topic of conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, have you been out to check out Costco? Finally did it. Went in there the other day. And let me tell you, I'll never go back there again. Never, ever,
such
ever.
A snob.
I feel...
You're such a snob.
You become fancy, Maddie.
I'm not fancy. I just, like... It just brings out the worst in society.
What do you
like,
mean?
Like, anyone that's been... Like, okay.
I've never been, so enlighten
with me.
Me,
okay?
Enlighten
a
me.
A few things that I noticed. I walked in, and there's, in the middle of the shop, like, maybe 10 tables, all just piled up with clothes. And then next to that is like big rack of Skechers shoes in the boxes. I was mortified. This woman, maybe like 55, 60 years old, larger woman, horrible looking feet, no socks on.
Oh.
I witnessed her try on 3 different pairs of Skechers with no socks on.
That's a bit much.
That's a bit rank.
Yeah. Okay.
Sweaty old
just
feet.
Like, just
the old yellow
so
toenails.
As I made my journey continued throughout the store, I got to the cold meat section, and there was like a massive tray of like cooked buffalo wings with a big thing of ranch sauce in the middle. Somebody had taken off the lid of the buffalo wings and decided to taste the wings with the ranch dressing and
real?
Just left it there.
No,
I thought, look, very handy if you need...
A
25
party.
Kilos of cheese or like a wheel of brie that's the size of your steering wheel. I get it. Great.
Yeah.
But it's just this stuff's going to happen at a shop that sells so much with so many people in there at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like a discount sale constantly. What I thought I'd do. Yet another negative vibe on something. But hey, that's my life at the moment. We're after your Costco horror stories on 13 10 09. Have you gone in there and just been shocked and appalled at other people's behaviour?
Have you witnessed something?
If so, what have you witnessed? Is it up on those levels? Like, I'm telling you, I don't think anyone can beat the putting the shoes on with
the
no
dirty,
socks.
The dirty yellow feet.
Makes me not want to try on any clothes at Costco.
Oh.
Or shoes in particular.
Rubbing the skin off on there.
Speaking of no change rooms at Costco, right? A guy I also witnessed try shorts on, pulled his dacks down, had his undies on, and just pulled a pair of pants.
Are you for real?
Absolutely. It's disgusting.
Oh, no shame.
Well, for one time only, I'm bringing back the new FM shame bell. Ring up and shame the people that you've seen doing disgusting things at Costco. I'm sorry if they advertise, but I don't think they do, so I think we're fine.
They won't now.
You're making me cringe because I'm meant to go this afternoon.
I hate to say it, Meg, and I'm going, but I know I'm going to. You are totally convinced by Costco.
I do
you
like
are
it.
A convert.
I do like it to a degree. There are certain things that I do like. Though, like
hey,
the
be proud of it.
4.5 liter bottle of Absolute vodka that I became a fan of. That was quite nice.
If you love it, who cares? I haven't been, so I'm just watching.
I feel quite judged. Well, I feel, yeah.
Yeah. Be proud of it, Meg, if you
take
like
shame
it.
Take shame bell and shove it.
The Novos.
We're talking Costco on 13.10.09 this morning. The disgusting things you've seen. Of course, open at Boolaroo for about a month now. You know, it's been long in planning and mm-hmm. they finally built it. And then COVID hit Costco and that was a little bit awkward there for a while. Remember, there was like
that was a whole thing,
site. Like, anyway, finally went out there the other day. And I feel like you're either on one of two very distinct sites. You either love it or you just can't stand it like me. The things I've seen within literally 45 minutes of my time there, I thought, man, that is really the worst of society. No, it's just how they act. You know, when there's a really big sale at Kmart, you know, and people just go in and mess up all the clothes and nobody cares. There's people trying clothes on the spot in front of everyone, trying food. Disgusting.
When I went, I didn't see any of this stuff, so
maybe
I can't
judge
that.
Maybe because you were behaving badly yourself.
I was not behaving badly at all. I was very well behaved. Thank
all right,
you very
so
much.
If Team Meg absolutely loves it. Maddie, never be back.
Well, I put the call out. If you've seen something disgusting at Costco, give us a call 13.10.09 because I want to hear them and I'll ring the shame bell for you. Disgusting.
All right, let's go to Paris. Have you seen anything shameful at Costco?
Yeah, I agree with Maddie. The overall atmosphere with the like the public is just downright disgusting.
So what in fact have you actually seen with your own eyes, Paris, at Costco?
So the first time I went about 2 weeks ago, I went to do a QR sign-in code.
Yeah.
I had to leave my trolley. I was like probably 30 centimetres away from my trolley. Turned my back to the trolley and some lady just come through, took my trolley and walked inside.
Was there nothing in the trolley though?
Nothing.
That's free reign.
Are you kidding? He'd already grabbed the trolley, Meg.
Oh, but if it's just sitting there with nothing in it, she must have thought.
I'd been lined up for about 10, 15 minutes waiting.
Oh, okay.
That's bad behaviour. That is bad behaviour.
That's not that bad.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Empty trolley's a fair game.
He'd been waiting 10 minutes for his turn.
There's plenty more trolleys at Costco.
Do you know what it is great for? If you have 30 kids and you want to feed them on a budget, you can get them one of those really big pizzas.
That is true. That feeds about 30 people.
All right. Let's go to Katie next. How you doing?
Hey.
Have you seen some bad behaviour there or what?
Look, I don't know if it was heightened because of lockdown, but you go out into public and everything's just very, like, strange and everything seems to be heightened. But I saw, like, a kid in there. He was, like, picking his nose and wiping it.
Oh, you see that
in every
supermarket.
I saw a kid sucking on that bar that you hold on the trolley. The guy behind me in the huge lineup, he was just had his hands in his pants this whole time. He had his mask on, but his hands were in his pants the whole time.
Oh.
That is so unsanitary. I'm like, what are you going to touch?
Wait, in his pockets?
Nope, in his whole pants.
There's no amount of hand sanitizer that can fix that.
That's unfixable.
Digging deep.
Oh.
Terrible.
Did you say digging deep?
Yes. It was so bad.
Well, that is messed up on a whole nother level.
Where's that shame bell?
Ring that for Katie, please. In defense of Costco, I just had a message come through from Greg, who said, went there yesterday for the first time. I'm on Megsy Sparkles team. That name rings a bell. Costco, 1.75 litre vodka, $90. That's the one you bought, is it?
It's unnecessary. Who's buying that?
Well, Megsy's sparkling drink.
To be fair, I did look at the 4.5 litre bottle of vodka. So
that's well. How much is that?
$260. Jeez,
does it get cheaper and cheaper the bigger you go? Obviously,
probably. Just, yeah.
Do you know what, guys? A message for all of us to live by: just be civil when you're at Costco.
Yeah,
keep your hands out of your pants. There's no need.
There's one thing that you can be guaranteed of at Costco: there's plenty of stock.
So it's true.
You're not going to miss
out.
Yeah,
you're not gonna run out.
Whether you want a giant hot dog or a coffin, another one in stock.
I missed the last 10 kilos of bacon.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
There's 34 more at the back.
Totally.
What's the goss?
Is up next with Jackson.
Yes, I'm going to talk about an interesting encounter between the President of the United States and Camilla Parker Bowles. I don't know if you've seen this news this morning. Also, too, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott speaking out about that big concert disaster over in the States.
Yeah.
So sad. Details in minutes.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
He's another year older. He's a lot wiser. Hello, Jackson.
A lot wiser. I don't know. Not my weekend answer. That doesn't say anything about my wiseness. So really devastating weekend actually over in the States for music fans because, of course, Travis Scott's concert, 8 people dead in the crowd, which is just horrific. Yeah. Kylie Jenner has made a statement, also Travis Scott, because, of course, people are saying that they should be held accountable for this. They've come out and said that they had no idea what was going on until after it. This is a bit of the live that Travis Scott has done on Instagram.
I'm honestly just devastated. I just want to send out prayers to the ones that was lost last night. We're actually working right now to identify the families so we can help assist them through this tough time. My fans really mean the world to me, and I always just really want to leave them with a positive experience. And anytime I can make out, you know, anything that's going on, I stopped the show, and I could just never imagine the severity of the situation.
Yeah, police are currently looking into potential drug spikings at the show as well, which could have caused the whole crowd crush, which is really sad.
But that's wild, isn't it?
Some of the footage coming out of the shows as well, very, very sad.
Very hard to watch.
I heard a story that somebody was injecting people with a drug.
Yeah, so they're saying that this new drug, like, spiking event is happening over in the States, and some of the security guards there that were trying to help people and EMTs that were in the crowds with, like, the ambulances and stuff like that were being pricked with needles, so...
Oh my God.
Yeah, which was causing them to pass out from whatever was in there, but, yeah, Kylie Jenner's also said that they're going to do anything they can for the families and that she didn't mean to be insensitive from posting videos from the show. She just really wasn't aware of the situation within the crowd. I mean, there was 50,000 people in that crowd.
Yeah.
I guess if you're Travis Scott on stage or her, who's sort of like in a VIP area, it would be hard to sort of know until after, but yeah.
Well, this is kind of new. This stuff doesn't really happen. You never hear about this kind of thing.
No. It's crazy. It's seeing that footage of the line of ambulances leaving and all those young people who were just there to try and have a great time after a pandemic. It's just been awful, the whole thing.
One of the youngest victims actually 14 years old, so all this information that's coming out now, it's just really, really sobering, like just horrible.
Breaks your heart.
Well, I was telling the guys off air as well about this. I used to go to gigs at that age, at 14, by myself. I couldn't imagine being in that situation by myself at a gig, not knowing anyone, and being in that situation would have been horrifying.
So scary,
that scares me in crowds like that. I always get that, like, claustrophobic feeling, so...
Why are 14-year-olds allowed to go to a Travis Scott concert? It blows my mind.
There was a huge problem at the beginning. I don't know if you've seen the footage, but hundreds of people got in illegally because they kicked down the VIP fence.
Wow.
And they were saying it should have been cancelled then, but I don't know. All the investigations coming out over the next couple of days, I'd say this is probably going to change the way concerts and festivals go ahead.
Or not.
Yeah, or maybe not. Looking at some brighter news.
Please.
I don't know if you've come across this on news.com.au, but Camilla Parker Bowles has had a very strange encounter with Joe Biden, because they're obviously doing the whole climate summit over there.
That's
so apparently
right.
Joe Biden, apart from the fact that he fell asleep for 22 seconds and had to be woken up by one of his aides, so Camilla Parker Bowles apparently can't stop talking about her introduction from Joe Biden, where he did, as she quotes, "the world's longest fart."
What?
What?
Yes. So they're over there at the summit, and he apparently said, "Hi, Camilla, how are you?" And then she was taken aback because he passed wind, but apparently did that old folk thing where they just don't actually realise what they're doing. Just carried on like everything was normal. She's apparently been telling everybody it was so loud, and he just completely ignored the fact that it happened.
At his heart, he's just an old man.
That's exactly right. And they're over there trying to figure out how to reduce methane. He's the big Biden's the whole reason climate change's happening. By the sounds of it,
he is too old now. You know, I'm no Trump fan, but you know,
well, he's too old as well.
Well, he is.
They're both too old.
And you're pushing 80 plus.
Apparently, she's been going around saying it was long, loud, and impossible to ignore.
When you're over 80, the only thing you should be the president of is a bowls club.
Shakes his pant leg.
Did anyone see the video of him and detritus? The Pope the other day?
Oh, no, I didn't see
that. He referred to the Pope and congratulated the Pope as being one of America's best basketball players. Like, everyone's very confused about what's going on in his mind at the moment.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's too funny.
Take a rest, Joe.
It's too funny.
We used to pay our George W. Bush for so many of his Bushisms. Awesome speech he said to the Pope. We, like, ridiculed him for that comment. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden's calling him a basketballer.
Gee, he's got a really tall hat. There's something tall about him. Tall. What do tall people do? Basketball.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie. Meg. And Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
105 minutes commercial free is kicking off after 9 with Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
A bit of Lady Gaga, who's got that new movie coming out. Have you seen the trailer to that?
I am so excited
for
it.
Looks good, right?
Yeah. You know, she spoke in that accent for a whole year to get into character.
Yeah, right. Wow.
That's commitment.
That's commitment. The Kid Laroi as well in there. Nice. Also too. I love you. Some Ed Sheeran.
This is my favourite from Equals so far.
Really good album. Like, I was surprised that I liked it.
So am I. You give him so much crap.
Bad Habits.
Look at me backflipping.
Bad Habits is so much better.
Nah, shivers. Nah.
Fight.
Yeah, I feel like we're on the schoolyard.
I've actually got a signed single of this coming. I'm very excited.
What, ooh, did you buy it with your money?
Yes, I did.
How did that set you back?
Oh, it wasn't actually that much.
Guarantee you, he didn't sign it.
Oh, well, too bad.
Oh, well, you can imagine he did.
I'll imagine that he did, and I'll bask in the royalty that is Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, very nice.
Guy called Ed.
Guys, up next, very exciting, of course, a big vaccine milestone set to happen today, 90% for New South Wales, which is just fantastic.
I didn't think we were going to get there, to be honest, but we did.
Hey, we did. And we're still, like, moving ahead in the right direction, which is brilliant. Because of that, there's a whole bunch of new freedoms that are going to be happening from today. So very exciting. We'll get into what you can do up next, because some of this stuff is just brilliant. Stuff we've missed for ages.
The Novos.
Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spread.
Isn't it really interesting hearing that back? That was made like 2020 before COVID hit. We're on the other side now. In particular today, it feels good.
Oh, it's amazing.
Because it did impact our country in ways we've never seen before.
Or imagined, right?
Yeah.
Very exciting, of course, passing that 90% situation in New South Wales, and then over 80% for all of Australia. So many good things, changes kicking in today. I just want to say before we get into the changes, very excited. Science, logic, and reason have prevailed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very, very cool. Australia, proud of you today. There's no limit now for household and outdoor public gatherings. So you want to have 100 people around your house for a big barbecue? Do it, whatever. No one can complain. The one person per 2 square meter rule applies for businesses now. So that's like double what they had before, the four
Great.
Square.
Yeah.
There's no personal booking limits in hospitality.
Oh, that's
and
good.
You can drink standing up. finally you can have a beer and have a sip between the bar and your table.
You can dance now as well, I hear.
That's right, singing and dancing, all ready to go for indoor and outdoor venues. You got to still wear some masks indoors for certain stuff, but that's cool. No person limits for major recreation, things like stadiums, theme parks, the race course, all that stuff. Just brilliant, right? You can all get back involved with that. And then theatres as well, there's no person limit.
The big thing for me is no customer caps on hairdressers. Oh, I'm so happy.
They can jam them all in there. You can all be seated in every seat.
Next to each other,
people hanging on the little bench where you got to wait. All that's absolutely fine. Just so good. This is, of course,
weddings and funerals as well.
That's right. Yes. It's a big thing.
For the vaccinated, just back to normal today.
Yeah, if you're not vaccinated, you can't. There's heaps of rules for you still. But, hey, that's the rules and that's the way it is.
I'm looking forward to actually booking an engagement party finally, because Josh and I have been engaged since January, but we've been worried about possible, you know, cancellations, things like that. I highly doubt, considering the high vax rates.
Yeah,
I don't think we're going to be going back down to the lockdown. I hope we won't get going back down to the lockdown.
Feeling confident, yeah.
So that means we can possibly book something and actually go ahead with it.
That's very so good.
And Newcastle has absolutely killed it. We've really driven it home in the last month.
Yeah.
Really gotten those vax rates up over, well over 90%, which is fantastic.
And it's still climbing. They reckon it's going to hit 95%. Which is such a win for science.
The government literally thought we'd struggle to get to 80.
Yeah.
Look at us, guys.
Smashed it.
Yeah, it's so good. Logic and science for the win.
That's right. So good, guys. We've got Paw Patrol tickets to give away, one family pass, which is fantastic. Now, I know the kids absolutely love Paw Patrol. The phones have been going into meltdown. We do have a winner, though.
We do. We're going to Greg from Thornton. Hello.
Hello, how are you going?
Doing really well. You got a couple of kids there who would love to see Paw Patrol live.
Yeah, no, I have, yes.
Oh, have you been to a Paw Patrol gig before? I wouldn't know what to expect.
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, you know what? Family pass.
Congratulations, man.
Oh, awesome, thank you.
Who's in the car, Greg?
I've got my son that I'm just dropping off to school.
Oh, nice one. What school does he go to?
He goes to Edgeworth Heights.
Oh, shout out to Edgeworth Heights. Good job, man.
Well done. That's something you can brag about at school today.
Yes.
Dad's a winner.
Yeah, very exciting.
105 commercial free is up next with Jackson. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi. Vanessa Carlton, 1,000 Miles.
I love this song so much.
It's so good, right? All I think about is White Chicks. Yes. I feel like if you don't know all the lyrics to this and sing along like that, then you haven't lived just as a person. Do better. Brian Adams, Mel C.
Fantastic.
These two, I do like that song. They sound good together, right?
They do, right? And Fresh Sia, sure.
Definitely feeling.
Yeah.
Summer. I can think of summer. That's all I can think of.
Well, guess what? Summer
is here.
Less than a month.
Far away. Yeah, 3 weeks.
Not with this weather.
Thank you, Jackson. Enjoy, guys. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.